Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's The Masters Class, here with our Masters of the Ring, Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer. And we got a very hot topic, or I should say maybe a cold topic, for the Busted Open Nation today. And that is Wardlow, after losing that TNT championship to Powerhouse Hobbs on AEW Dynamite. Where's Wardlow? I mean, what's next for Wardlow? Somebody who a year ago was the hottest babyface maybe in all of pro wrestling. Where do they go with Wardlow now? And we're going to talk about it right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Don't forget, you can listen to Busted Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time live, but you can always get The Masters Class exclusively on the Busted Open Podcast. Also, don't forget to go to podswag.com/Busted Open. So let's start right now. Where's Wardlow? First and foremost, I love the fact that Powerhouse Hobbs is your new TNT champion. I like the shock of it because I think a lot of people are going into that match saying, oh, come on. I mean, we just seen Wardlow on Sunday win this title. He's not dropping it that quick. But Tommy, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, a little confusing for me. And I understand, you know, he, from his social media that we reported when his car got bipped and his gear got stolen. And here's what I loved stuff about. And then I'll go into stuff that I didn't like. Here comes your babyface, Wardlow. He's wearing the FTR, you know, shirt. Yay, because we love FTR. Another excellent promo on the show, which was a very, very promo-filled Dynamite. And I really did. I enjoyed the overall show because I got to know, like I said, it was a restart, and I got to know people's motivations going forward. The Wardlow wearing the shirt, acknowledging, you know, talking about everything that happened, making it like a false count anywhere, anything goes, whatever he said, the type of match it's going to be. Kind of gave us some, hey, because of something that happened in real life, we're kind of changing this on the fly. Would have liked to seen the match done a little bit differently because they are two big, big heavy hitters. If your decision was to have Wardlow win just to lose it the next day, even though he did get cheated, I also then go to, why not have Powerhouse Hobbs beat Samoa Joe for the title after Samoa Joe defeated Wardlow, and then Hobbs beats Joe? Because Hobbs, up until whatever is going to happen with QT, was getting great babyface reactions. And then if I feel I'm going to lose it now on Wardlow for those great big guy babyface reactions, then put it on this guy in Powerhouse Hobbs. So that's kind of where I stand with that. Match was, I would have preferred just to see a regular match. You're also talking to somebody who, you know, has no problem wrestling in sweatpants and sneakers. So don't know if that was actually a key to the match. And then the finish out of nowhere with QT, them having to quickly explain this calling of a marker or a promise that, you know, to Hobbs, where you're trying to quickly piece put pieces together. And then the finish was, you know, a version of the shield bomb to whatever he landed on, because I honestly don't know what he landed on. And then for that's the way for him to go out. Honestly, I need to see Wardlow go away again, which sucks. But Wardlow needs to go away and have a rebuild. Wardlow needs to cut a promo kind of like Daniel Bryan and be like, listen, man, I've suffered a lot of loss, which we all have suffered some loss. My head's not right. My head's not in the game. I need to get right. And then do the proverbial, like, you know, Rocky, where he needs to find his Adrian. He needs to find his eye of the tiger to get him back to where he was. Because if you, you know, there, and I'm a person that wins and losses don't matter, but they do matter to some people. And Wardlow's a different character. So I would make him go away for a little bit and sell whatever that injury was supposed to be. And, you know, now I'm going to push Hobbs. If I'm going to push Hobbs as a heel, I'm going to keep it that way. And I'm going to try to, it's cool that QT would be the heater. But I will do my best to heat them up because they kind of need it. And, you know, eventually QT is going to be the one that gets his ass kicked by Hobbs, and Hobbs could be a massive babyface for the company. Obviously, they're not going in that route right now because attaching with QT is going to get heat. QT does get heat. He's not liked. And him attaching himself to Hobbs will help Hobbs in the short term. Don't know so much in the long term.
Well, a couple of things, Bully, before we go to you. And we had Wardlow on the show last Wednesday before Revolution. And, you know, I asked Wardlow about, you know, being off of TV and getting cooled down. And he talked about how he's really got to fight to get to where he was at this time last year. And he's getting there, but he's not quite there yet. And, you know, on Sunday at Revolution, when he won that TNT championship, there was probably a lot more boos than there were cheers. Now, a lot of that had to do with the fact that they were in California and that's where Joe is from. But it didn't seem like that crowd was into Wardlow winning that TNT championship. And now he's lost that TNT championship, Bully. So, you know, Tommy said it. Should he just go away for now and come back repackaged because he's just not getting to where he was? Now, obviously, it's a crime, Bully, that a guy that was as hot as Wardlow was to be taken off of TV, but you can't go back in time and change that. What can they do to get Wardlow even close to where he was a year ago?
Unfortunately, going away is the only answer, and it's an absolute horrible answer to have to deal with. This guy just came back, talked about his father passing away, cut his hair, yada, yada. This was supposed to be the rebirth, the second chance, the, you know, the next evolution generation of Wardlow, which we couldn't understand why we were getting in the first place, because AEW had their homegrown Goldberg with Wardlow. And yes, I will take that any day of the week. Over organically, chanting his name throughout the arenas. And then all of a sudden, screeching halt. Now we bring him back. We put him over in a territory where he was guaranteed to get 50% boos from the arena. Agreed. Guaranteed.
Yep.
Perception that night is that we don't want Wardlow as champion. At least 50% of the perception. But he's our champion. Now he goes on TV last night and he loses. This guy, Tommy, tell me if you agree or not. This guy is one more poor decision away from dead in the water.
from not being to not reaching his potential, correct?
How for not being booked to his potential.
Yeah.
Okay. Because when you say reach his potential, I think he was reaching his potential going out there on his own and being a killer. Sometimes that old school killer works just fine, especially when you don't have a lot of old school killers.
Dave, before when we talk about getting over and how people get over, Jamie Hayter got over organically with the AEW crowd.
Yes.
Wardlow was a slow build to getting over. And then, because he really was, you know, we talk about you go out for a great meal. I want a steak dinner. And so I have this steak named MJF. Man, this steak is going to be good. It's eventually going to become a filet mignon. But you know what? I like Brussels sprouts. I like baked potatoes. I liked all the things that accompany it. That was what Wardlow was. He was the accompaniment of the great. He was the baked potato. And then all of a sudden, you're like, you know what? That baked potato was so good. Maybe I'm just going to order a baked potato next time I go there. And then he started to get over. We were his first match with Cody. We were shocked on some of the stuff he did. We watched him grow because that was the big difference, grow within the company. And then for, to Bully's point, that push was like, and I said it, he was the hottest babyface in the industry for a very short period of time where it was Goldberg-esque. What hurt Goldberg? Number one, winning the title. Even Eric Bischoff, who thought about it, you know, said, once he beat Raven, where do we go from here? Well, obviously, we got to go to the world title. And once he won the world title, now he starts getting mixed reactions because eventually it's like, what do we do with this guy? He can't win them all. Those are the risks you take. And then not that he got buried, but like, you know, how the taser thing that they used on him did not help Goldberg.
Yeah.
Into that point. Then when he came to WWE, it was a whole other animal of how to get over. So like that was after that, he was a different Goldberg. And then WWE realized we need to do this thing called Goldberg right to get him like the right Goldberg. And then eventually worked it out. The same kind of with Wardlow. We have to kind of figure him out. And if you're not going to go all the way with him, and listen, there is money because of the history with MJF. But you need to do something where, and this is like sometimes people really overthink professional wrestling. Good guys are heroes. Good guys do things. They go out of their way for people. You need to do something like if you're going to go towards the MJF route, MJF needs to get heat. MJF needs to go to hurt someone who they love. I'm using this as an example. It's not going to happen if it was Bryan Danielson, and he's beat, and then all of a sudden MJF's going to do a concerto to his head, or he's handcuffed and he's going to hit him in the head with a steel chair. Here comes the good guy, and that good guy is a Wardlow, because good guys, like I said, are heroes. They step up. They try to help people. The other reason why, if you're a good guy, you do what's right. If three people are beating up on one person, even if you're not involved in the feud, I'm going to get involved. You know why? Because human nature, I'm going to try to help this person. I'm not going to stand there and film it. I'm going to stand there and interject and try to help the person because you know what? I'm a good guy. So Wardlow does need that. But after, and even like, you know, they kept showing like him just laying in whatever that thing was, it wasn't even like a high drop, that this guy who's, you know, he looks different. There's three people probably in that company who are height and look like him. Well, maybe four. Sorry, Billy Gunn, but he's in a different type of act and he's not all the time pro wrestler. Hobbs and Big Bill. Those are the only guys that look like that. Lance Hoyt, but Lance isn't featured that much.
It's not a big man company.
Yeah, it's not. So if you're going to push it like that, then he needs to go away and then he needs to make the save, or he needs to, like, you have to do like the behind the scenes that they're talking about with this new show all the struggles he's going through. and get himself back to where he wants to go? If not, then like, okay, cool. Then if I don't know what I'm going to do with him, then I don't know. Let him go somewhere else.
Well, I, you know,
I'd go the exact, hold on, Dave.
Go ahead.
I'd go the exact opposite direction with him. If he's not, if you want to salvage Wardlow as a babyface, yes, you have him go away. Because I have no reason to believe in Wardlow from a character point of view right now. But if he's not going away, there's only one solution in my mind to heat him back up immediately. Dave,
MJF, what are you doing? MJF?
Put him right back with Max. You go right back to what worked. And you have one of the baby faces that we talked about earlier in the day, or a bunch of baby faces that we talked about earlier in the day. Orange Cassidy, Hangman Page, Kenny Omega. I'm just throwing random names out there. They all have Max surrounded and dead to rights in the ring. And you know what, Max? We all hate you so much that we're all going to beat the shit out of you. And Wardlow comes and power bombs everybody. And Max and Wardlow hug. And you put him right back there as the heater. And you leave him double parked there as the heater for as long as it takes. Otherwise, I don't have that great of a suggestion. If he comes out and makes some kind of babyface save next week, meh. And let's you agree with that, Tommy?
Yes. He's this monster. He's this undefeatable force, but he got beat. And yes, he got cheated. Like, just lay there, say he may have broken his back, and just go another route.
I mean, I look at some of the bumps. Unfortunately, Dave, when I saw the final bump last night, do you know the number one thing I thought of?
What?
Where's the kaboom?
Yeah, or...
I immediately thought of that.
And I feel bad.
It was so anticlimactic. There was nothing there. Like Tommy talked about the height of the drop. What did he land on? A giant crash pad covered with thin... I don't even know what that was. What it was, a platform, a pyro rigging. It just looked like a prop for the sake of a prop. And a prop that doesn't even look like it would hurt, let alone take a guy of Wardlow's size and stature out.
Especially bully what we're seeing in the match. I mean, we saw a backdrop onto the windshield of a car. Like, you know, there was a lot of physicality. I actually really liked the match between Hobbs and Wardlow last night. Like,
as that match
was going on, I was like, wow, we're really gonna be talking this match up and down, you know, tomorrow on Busted Open. But then the end happened. It was so anticlimactic, but worse than that, I don't know how that hurts somebody like Wardlow. I mean, Tony Schiavone is saying he broke his back. How? How did he break his? I saw things in that match that could have broken Wardlow's back, but certainly not what happened at the end of that match.
You had a better chance of breaking your back the way you fell down in the ring at No Surrender than Wardlow did last night. And I agree. I liked the match. I liked the way the guys looked. Those two big mother truckers looked impressive in their sweatpants, especially Hobbs, because the contrast of the beige Timberlands with the black sweatpants and the spaghetti tank top. Hobbs looked like a bad mother trucker last night, and Wardlow is no slouch. Don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous slouch. Wardlow's no slouch. I like the physicality. Yeah. Obviously, the backdrop into the car, blah, blah, blah. Roll it into the ring. Good stuff. Big dudes hitting each other. I watched something last night on social media. I was watching Dr. Death Steve Williams versus Terry Bam Bam Gordy, and I'm like, oh, my God. And those guys last night kind of reminded me of Doc and Bam Bam, and that's pretty high praise to put your names in the same sentence as Dr. Death and Terry Gordy. And then we get to the finish. And what's the only thing that they remember? The finish. Now, I liked the callback of the story with QT and Hobbs. As a matter of fact, QT screen capped and posted the message that he sent to Will Hobbs in 2020. Did you guys see that by any chance?
I did not. I did not see it.
QT put on social media this morning the actual text messaging between the two where QT reached out to Hobbs and said, hey, want to use you. Can you be in Jacksonville? And Hobbs said, I'm nowhere near Jacksonville, but I'll do my best to get there or be at the next one. Thank you for the opportunity. So I like that we saw the first domino to fall in the relationship between QT and Hobbs. And that's fine. But my concern is for this guy that was such a hot baby face and has now had cold ice water dumped on him twice.
Yeah, and Bully, you said something when Tommy was talking, and you've said this before, and I've kind of been like, I don't know if I agree with that or not, but now I have to. Especially after what I've seen happen to Wardlow. You said AEW is not a big man company. And I understand when you're saying that.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
But now I look at like what happened with Wardlow, and it's like now it's obvious, because it's very, very few times in pro wrestling, Bully and Tommy, where you catch lightning in a bottle. And you caught lightning in a bottle with Wardlow, and you let it evaporate. And you know what? The potential was there. It's excuse the wording, but it's almost criminal how they dropped the ball with Wardlow the first time out. Then you start heating him up again. Bully, you said on the show, man, you know what? I hate the fact that they dropped the ball on Wardlow, but you know what? They're actually showing me a different side of Wardlow. He's talking about his dad. Now it's not just like the gimmick of Wardlow, like a Goldberg, but now I'm emotionally invested in Wardlow. Boy, they tell me the story, and then you have him win that championship. But now I really don't see how you can get invested in Wardlow with all the damage that they've done to this poor guy over the last 12 to 13 months.
And, when... you have two guys on the show right now who are really, really good at troubleshooting. Really good at coming up with ideas instantly to get people over or out of trouble. I don't know how you get this guy out of trouble next week. Have him come save the most beloved person in the company. I'm still just like, meh.
You know, he needs to go away.
And to have to say this guy's got to go away again. Oh, it hurts my heart for the guy. Now, until somebody comes on this show and gives us a great reason as to why they made the decisions that they did, I am to assume it's just bad creative and bad booking for that one particular character.
Another way to go. When he did that swanton off that top, man, that was gigantic.
Yes.
And also a lot of times when doing a move, especially a swanton, and you're going to hit the floor, your body gets hurt. I just posted something last night about me taking Rob Van Dam's 5-star splash and both my ears popped and I went deaf for about 3 hours. And then I got my hearing back about on the one ear about a day and a half later. Everything sounded like I was underwater just from the impact of Rob splashing me and Al Snow. And like that right there. And then he was selling his, like, he was selling great. You could accomplish that same thing that you did if you're, and you're talking to someone who loves high risk, but those days of the things that I did are long gone. Or like Mike Awesome power bombing me over the top rope through a table, or poor Masato Tanaka. Those days are over. But if you're looking for like us, or hey, we got to beat this guy big, Wardlow could have been setting something up. If it is, you know, anything goes type of match, you could have done the same thing with QT. I totally disagree with a chair shot to the head. But you could have gotten that same thing, a bunch of your power bombs on a chair, or I'm sorry, a bunch of chairs after he hurt himself. He put himself in that own compromising position for the fans doing that big swanton. It didn't work out. And oh shit, I just messed myself up. Then go into the ring. If you do where you pile all the chairs, a superplex off that. Oh my God, his back. How's his back going to go? Then his, a power bomb onto here, which is Hobbs's finish, another power bomb, all this stuff. And then at the end, the two chairs together. And it's just, if you lay there dead in that same position, we see the steel bent. We see all that. We can feel that, as opposed to what did he just fall on? Or that's not really even that high. So you can accomplish that same goal that you want to get, but you don't always necessarily have to go so, so high up when it's not that result. You really don't. And then also don't show it. It's a mass same thing that when Jericho fell off the cage, don't ever show that. You can't keep making these type of mistakes.
Yeah, it's and it's almost now like we talked about the Jericho thing, you know, the Kaboom thing, you know, with the exploding barbed wire death match. That was unfortunate. It sucks. But like these camera angles, Bully, like maybe there would have been a camera angle or something, or a distance away, because it was so up close, that camera angle, that maybe could have taken you out of the element a little bit, where it wouldn't have looked as bad as it did on TV last night.
I'm not going to disagree with the camera angle, because yes, you could have done that, but why not just set up a real bump? I've taken the bump off the top of a stage through two tables. I've powerbombed people off the top of stage two tables. Why couldn't you just set up two tables on the ground and powerbombed him off the two powerbombed him through the two tables? Give me a reason why. You're going to talk to me about safety issues? There's a million ways to make that bump safe. There was a giant crash pad underneath whatever what's his name fell on last night. There's no way you can cut that final bump that makes me believe that it was something like, oh my God. And considering to the 18 to 35 that they play to, I don't know any 18 to 35 year old that went, oh my God, Wardlow's dead. If there's a 5 year old watching, maybe they think Wardlow's dead last night because they don't know any better. But that final bump last night, which is the final thing I saw, was quite underwhelming.
Yes, and I agree.
So
the other thing, and I'm just throwing it out there, and you guys might kill me on it, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Is there any way that last night was a little bit of, you know, because of what happened to Wardlow the night before, Wardlow leaving the title in his bag in the backseat, his car getting broken into, that title being taken away and being stolen, and maybe this is kind of like, all right, you know, a little bit of, I don't know, maybe, you know, detention or so to speak for making that mistake the night before. I'm just throwing it out there.
Possibly. I mean, I don't listen, a lot of this, and for a lot of our listeners too, it's speculation to why you don't know the mindset before, even when Mongrovey and Mike was talking about the Discord and we're talking about stuff. We have to do analysis just like when you guys are watching it from first time viewers. There could be many, many things going on behind the scenes. Most people that they don't know what goes on behind. Maybe it is like, dude, why the hell would you leave the title in your car if your car was parked at a hotel overnight? Like, how stupid are you? Then you know what? You're so stupid, we're going to take the title off of you. Don't know if anything like that occurred. But what I'm just saying is we just have to react from what we saw somewhat on television and, you know, take it from there. Another thing, Dave, that you had said to me about, like, you know, Samoa Joe and, well, it is in California, man, I got to disagree with that as well. Samoa Joe is an amazing performer. Like, we have seen him excel throughout the years and everything he does. And I loved him as that role. He's another guy who could be an unstoppable force that does not, you know, for him, a loss doesn't matter for him, but this unstoppable force of this thing named Joe. And if it would have been Hobbs that beat Joe and turned it like that, because, oh, I need another new heel in Hobbs who was getting over as a babyface. It's where do I want to go long-term with this? And if it's then my, if I have the, well, it doesn't matter if they get cheered or booed, they just get reactions, then okay, then that's your, how you're going to view and do your company. Cool. But if you do, it feels matter. Like, you know, where we talked about where, you know, Vince said to Mark Henry, this is the guy who's going to feed, you know, everybody. And it was Roman Reigns, or I'm sure they did the same thing for Hulk Hogan and all that way. You need to know, like, kind of where you stand. If it's short-term booking, well, okay, cool. My booker booked short-term.
Or but I see, but Tommy, I'm not to cut you off, but that's what brings back what Bully said earlier, a little bit more significant in my eyes about it not being a big man company. Like, yes. You know, Vince McMahon saying, like, Roman, that guy right there, that's the guy we're going to get behind. That's the guy that's going to feed our families. Obviously, they don't see that same thing with Wardlow. They obviously don't look at Wardlow as a main event guy or a guy that could be the face of the company. Because if they did, they wouldn't do what they have done to that guy over the last 13 months.
Well, they must be deaf, too.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.